This week in the house, Dr. Brad, naturopath, nutritionist, educator, researcher. He's here to talk about recoverment. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm really keen for people to understand what recoverment is all about, and I think you're the man to educate. Let's go.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition. This podcast is brought to you by Calm Stress Support. Calm Stress Support is a product on a mission to help you find your calm and live life better. Six powerful herbs combine in effective therapeutic dosages designed to reduce the symptoms of stress and mild anxiety, soothe the nerves, calm the mind, and support general mental well-being. This revolutionary formula is all about assisting you in finding balance again. Calm Stress Support is the new lifestyle supplement by Body Science, formulated to be the new daily staple in your health and wellness routine that you just can't go without.
Welcome to Body Science HQ, the land, the world, the place, the universe of fit, happy and healthy. And today we're going to add at the end of that, calm stress support. But we're not going to talk about the brain today, mate. We're going to talk about recoverment and muscle. So when you're talking calm stress support, it's not just the brain that gets stressed, is it?
That's right. And I want you to think of the old mind, body, spirit kind of thing we've talked about in the past. So recently we talked about, you know, blue and S being more like the sort of memory, concentration, focus.
That cortisol dropper, all the good things we want.
Yeah, with recoverment, it's very unique.
Okay.
It's different. It's different to what everyone's used to. And, you know, it's from the herb lemon verbena.
Yep.
Aloysia citridora.
There you go. Got it out. I'm glad you tackled that, not me.
There it is. And one of the things I want you to think about is it allows you for better recovery. Hence part of its name, recoverment.
Exactly.
So it allows you to recover more effectively.
So what does that mean?
Well, recovery is different for everyone. So recovery for a lot of the audience listening to this podcast is after exercise or training.
We got people that lift stuff, jump on stuff, we're talking people who work hard.
That's it. People work hard. Great to hear. And the exciting thing about this, it allows you to recover more effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go more into that in a moment.
If I call bullshit on that, like straight up, like that's not true, how can you tell me that it does do that?
Well, that's the exciting thing what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
You know, I'm one of these people, if I don't believe in it, I won't say it. If I haven't seen the research, if I don't nut down right into it, you won't ever hear me say it or support it.
So recoverment has research. That's the big thing for
these
clients.
Yes, it does.
Beautiful. Let's talk about it.
Okay. So one of the things that we talk about, of course, is recovery. And part of how it works is it reduces muscle strength loss.
It reduces muscle strength loss. I'm glad you dropped the loss on the end of there because you lost me up to that first bit.
Yeah, because it's a longer sentence. So over a period of time, if you keep repetitively using muscle, so you're training, you're jumping, you're doing things.
Running.
Over a period of time, you lose the strength in that muscle,
mm-hmm.
the vibrance of that muscle. So people are able to recover, but also get more repetition in.
Okay.
It's able to perform longer, which is better recovery. It also had a reduction of muscle soreness.
Okay. And in what way do you mean?
That's a very good question, actually. Yep. So over a period of time, you can actually measure muscle soreness.
Mm-hmm.
And that is partly by actually palpating, touching it, and people's response on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yep.
And then they can actually use visual analog scale. There's different tests you can use to measure this. But soreness is also related to how long a person does something.
Mm-hmm.
So muscle soreness, maybe you could do something for a minute, now you can do it for a minute and a half until the muscle gets sore. So there's an extra 50%, for example, 1.5 times as long. And that's just one example of how that will work. And it's part of the recovery. So people might have, you know, delayed onset muscle soreness.
We live in that world, mate.
Good old DOMS. What you'll find with some people, their DOMS could go on forever.
Yep.
And other people can recover much faster. Why is that so? Yeah. And part of what we're looking at, particularly with recoverment, is it has an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory action in the body.
So, so antioxidant and anti-inflammatory.
Correct. And the way how it does this right now, if we were to go for a run, we create oxidation or oxidative stress and inflammation because that's normal. That's your mitochondria firing up, getting everything going. If you don't dampen that within a period of time, you get the muscle soreness.
Mm-hmm.
So the way how, you know, recoverment works among its other functions, of course, is by dampening down that fire. If you dampen that fire down, you can actually perform longer, maybe even perform faster or more accurately, but recover much faster.
Okay.
And as part of, you know, for people out there, like the sort of physiology, whenever you build muscle, you have muscle breakdown mm-hmm. to build more layers of muscle, more fibers, the actin and myosin myofibrils, you might as well say. So every time you do a bicep curl, you create micro damage mm-hmm. and that allows more healing, more muscle growth, more healing, more muscle growth. And that's how the muscle extends. Yep. However, if you don't have the proper anti-inflammatory, antioxidant methods in place in the body, that won't happen effectively. You can actually create more damage and you won't get the response.
Okay.
So you'll see this in people that overtrain, for example, and Recoverbin is very good for overtraining syndrome. You'll find it in the weekend warrior and other people where they're not able to maintain and they get injured more often.
Okay.
So that could be the elite athlete. You could be an Olympic swimmer, triathlete, all the different people listening to this podcast. And some people are never well since an injury. They've never fully recovered. They are thinking about retiring because they can't keep working on it, or they give up gym, for example, because they just keep getting sore too early. By having the proper antioxidant, anti-inflammatory pathways and the recovery with that, they'll get the definition, tone, strength and everything they want, but also the better recovery.
Mm-hmm.
That way you don't skip leg day.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, so inflammation is a big topic. People talk about it all the time. By taking this product every day in the morning, for example, the Calm Stress Support, which has a clinical dose, and we'll talk about the research soon. Is that okay?
Yes. Yep.
Is that a good strategy for me in relation to addressing inflammation?
Yes.
Yep.
Short answer, everyone, yes.
Okay.
And the reason being is if you start off your day well, it actually leads into more health benefits. So if you start off the day with a good anti-inflammatory, antioxidant effect inside the body, you can actually go out and train and, you know, lift, do sports, whatever you want to do, and recover much better.
Okay.
Because you've actually added to the body something it may have already been lacking.
Yep. Okay. Interesting. So how does Recoverbin actually work?
Very good question. So the way how it works is, well, there's a couple of studies being done.
Mm-hmm.
One was published in the International Society of Sports Nutrition Journal.
Nice.
So it's a, you know, high quality journal. And this was, again, a randomized placebo-controlled trial.
And this was done on Recoverbin?
Done on Recoverbin.
Yeah.
And they were looking at the effect on, you know, strength and recovery after exhaustive exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So they make people go to exhaustion and then they look at how long it takes them to recover, how long it takes for muscle soreness to set in, etc. And what they found compared to placebo, mm-hmm. so both people got something, one got Recoverbin, or groups, I should say, not people. They had, you know, improved glutathione peroxidase activity. And for people out there, what that is, that's our body's natural antioxidant.
Okay.
So our body likes to make things. And one of them is a glutathione molecule, which is our body's natural antioxidant. If you have good quality diet and lifestyle, Recoverbin, for example, you can produce more glutathione peroxidase molecule, but also the activity thereof. So you get more out of it.
Okay.
So with this research, they found people taking Recoverbin had improved glutathione peroxidase levels and activity. Which is what you want. So it's effectively having the molecule in the body floating around, or having the molecule around the body floating around and doing something.
Okay.
That's when you look at the activity level in the body.
Yep.
So everyone right now has different levels. It's what you get out of that level allows your body to recover more effectively.
Yeah, nice.
It is. It's great stuff. They had less movement-induced pain. So just think, after you do heavy workload and then you get up from the chair and it's like, yeah, I shouldn't have got up. Yeah, you know, I just got so much pain. I should have just left it as I was. People are able to get up and move around more effectively after taking the Recoverbin in this study, but also move around longer.
Yep.
So they're able to recover more effectively and have less pain. And that's another good marker, because you don't want to sort of pull up the next day and just go, nah,
exactly.
Friend Dom's again. You just people give up the gym, give up stuff because of that pain. And I don't want you to think of the no pain, no gain kind of mantra from the 80s. It's not about that, but it's about what you can do with the body, how you can improve the strength, the quality of the muscle tissue, how you can protect it from damage, and of course, reduce the pain levels.
It's just one more thing in that arsenal you've got to take on Dom's and take on muscle soreness around training. So.
That's it. And another thing they did find, which is quite interesting, is it's a different part of the study, creatine kinase.
Mm-hmm.
This is an enzyme that gets produced by the body when there's muscle damage.
Yep.
What they found was people taking the placebo had higher levels of creatine kinase.
Okay.
So there's a potential for Recoverbin to have reduced that, because they didn't find that in the Recoverbin population.
Okay.
So the people taking placebo had higher levels, which meant they actually had higher muscle damage.
Yeah.
So the Recoverbin protected via antioxidant and inflammatory kind of pathways the muscle from being damaged.
Less pain, the ability to go longer and faster.
Yes.
And also less damage.
That's right.
Yeah, not bad.
So, and again, it allows for the better recovery of the muscles, so you can grow it more effectively and get the bulk and the definition, etc., that people are looking for. And that was a very good study. And one of the things they did note was that 3 hours, 24 hours and 48 hours was the creatine kinase.
Okay.
So for 2 days after. This is the exciting, well, it's a negative excitement, I suppose. As a researcher, it's exciting. 2 days later, the placebo group still had higher levels of creatine kinase.
Wow.
So their recovery was much, much slower.
Okay.
So add
faster recovery to that as well.
Yeah, so it's fantastic. And the other thing that's also been done with RecoverBend, and we've mentioned this in other podcasts, is the different levels of science. And one of them is in vitro.
Mm-hmm.
So in vitro is done, let's just call it, you know, the test tube plates and all those kind of things. So it's not done in the body, but allows us to understand a mechanism of how something works.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a particular pathway in our body called cyclooxygenase, or COX-1, COX-2, for example. And these are inflammatory pathways. RecoverBend and even other molecules like zinc, selenium, B6, etc., they reduce the effectiveness of these pathways.
Reduce the effectiveness of them.
Yeah, so therefore it inhibits the inflammatory pathways being produced in the body.
Okay.
So not only does it act as an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory by dampening the fire, but it can actually alter those pathways to produce less inflammation.
Wow, you're making a better athlete.
So
big call.
It is a big call. It is a big call, and that's exciting research that I'd like to see a lot more of, particularly with sports,
yep,
is how we can look at, you know, the overall body recovery, not just the mind and that we've talked about in the past, yep, but also how we can find out how these things work more effectively. And if we can do that, we have a greater understanding.
And that's amazing how that's calming and supporting the muscle. So RecoverBend is a herb, been around forever as well.
Sorry. Lemon verbena, yes.
Which has been around forever in traditional medicine.
Yes.
Why do you think the Germans decided to do what they do and create the best version of it?
So again, it's similar to Blueness. They actually make sure it's standardized, it's grown to the same conditions, each batch is tested more effectively. So it has the same active ingredients in it each time. So you know you're going to get pretty much the same
product every time.
It's the consistency.
Yeah.
And that's what makes these products differently, or these ingredients, I should say, more effective, is the consistency. You know what you're going to get each time.
And from an athlete's point of view and from an individual's point of view, it's organic as well.
Yes, it is.
It's got the organic.
It's the old, you know, natural, organic.
Yeah.
It's innovative because it's not really done this way. And, you know, and that's the exciting thing. And when you combine it with different things, it's the 1+1=3. It's that synergism that we've talked about in the past.
And it's got great synergy with our brand too, because we're about drug tested product. It's Informed Sport tests that herb before we get it. Then we put it in a product and has to test the finished product. So you're getting a 2 times tested scenario there. And that's pretty well unheard of. It's probably not even smart, but that's what Nathan and I do with our products. We test everything when it's finished. So
no, that's great.
Mate, RecoverBend is available in Body Science's new Calm Stress Support. We're telling people to take 2 tablets first thing in the morning. Last week, you told people that means anywhere from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning, you're going to get 5 hours support from that product. For an athlete using this product, would that still be working for them taking it in that morning period? Because most people train in the morning first thing up. So taking it after training at breakfast is okay?
Yes. So some people might have breakfast first and train mid-morning. Other people train first thing.
They're the lucky ones.
They're the lucky ones. What you'll find is by setting up your day more effectively with the antioxidant and inflammatory capacity, you'll get more out of your day.
Okay.
You'll get a better recovery because it's dampening the fire. This fire that everyone has, because it's a natural response. It's natural that the body does this. But as mentioned previously, some people do it more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go to the gym or you do something else, so you create more fire. So by taking it in the morning, you know, as the example we're given, 6 to 9, 6 to 10, 6 to 11, sets your day out perfectly.
Yeah, nice. Calm Stress Support with RecoverBend, available at all health food stores, sports supplement stores. Check out bodyscience.com.au to find out where you can get it. Dr. Brad, is there anything you want to add to RecoverBend that we don't know? Because you've just added 20 minutes of stuff I didn't know. So
let's think. Let's go over it. It's an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. It improves, you know, just general overall muscle health in that way. It reduces muscle strength loss that we talked about.
Muscle strength loss, everybody.
So reduces muscle soreness after exercise, able to recover more effectively. I've seen some research claim it sort of defends against the oxidative stress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what antioxidants do. They defend the body against these sort of free radicals that we'll need another podcast on that one.
Yep.
It's a totally different thing. It just allows, you know, lots of different factors. But I'm going to throw something else in that's quite exciting.
Okay.
Now, how about this? RecoverBend shows cardiovascular and neuroprotective benefits.
Really?
Via these pathways, by the antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, that muscle strength. So as we get older, there's a condition that we're going to really go off the track now called sarcopenia, where we get muscle loss as we age. And if we can protect the body from muscle loss, as we mentioned earlier, by setting yourself up earlier in life, like a 25-year-old using your example, you can can protect yourself from muscle loss.
Heart's a muscle.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And if we look at the cardiovascular and neurological pathways, which is, you know, a huge issue, particularly for a podcast, if you're able to use those as a protective effect, protect the cardiovascular system, protect the neuropathways, I should say, people have I won't say longer and happier life because I can't make those predictions, but you'll find that people get more out of it because they won't be aching, they won't be sore.
They're going to feel better about themselves. Feel better about each day.
That's it.
Calm Stress Support, available from Body Science. Full clinical dose of Recoverbin. Thanks for coming on, mate. I love getting you in here to talk about products. We get a lot of people ring up and go, can you just tell us about your product? Like, it's really nice that you talk about this and this, but tell us about the product. So it's great to get you on to do that.
I love it too.
Thanks for coming on board.
Thank you.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.